Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Are AirPods or anything else that you might purchase worth it? Great question, right? I mean, because you're probably in the business of selling something. Maybe you're selling your products, your services, but you wonder if people believe if what you're selling is worth it. Now listen, it's my birthday and I never would have ever purchased AirPods, okay? Why? Because I look like I have Q-tips in my ears. I don't know. But the point is that, you know, a lot of times people are early adopters. They jump on the trend, and I didn't even have AirPods on my radar. And here's why. I thought, you know what? They'll probably just fall out of my ears. And, you know, I'll be running and they'll fall out of my ears and then it's not worth it. So I kind of had that belief in my head that I carry and AirPods do not work. But the thing is that it's my birthday this week and my wife came in so excited. She had this gift and she is like the master gift giver. And she handed me this box and she said, you know, I want to give you your birthday present early. So I opened them up and immediately I was kind of thinking like, you know, I was surprised and I put them in my ear and I started kind of shaking my head like this, thinking like they're going to fall out. They didn't fall out. So first of all, immediately it kind of busted that limiting belief. But then I thought, okay, you know, what are these things even going to do? And are they going to help my business? Because this is what I do, right? It's what everybody does. When they're on a purchasing cliff where they're deciding whether they're going to buy or not, they have to know the features. They have to know the benefits. They have to try it on, if you will. We have an author program and we tell people, jump in and for 30 days, enjoy everything you want. Jump on calls. Like, we encourage people to kind of test drive the program. So here I am thinking, well, I got 14 days where I can test drive these AirPods, see if they work. And I'll tell you what, after an hour and after watching a few YouTube videos, I was absolutely sold. Now I'm so excited for my AirPods. And here's just some reasons why. Again, before I was skeptical, test drove them. But then check this out. This is how you get loyal fans and followers. What you do is you show them the features and the benefits. And as a result of watching a few YouTube videos, here's what's cool. I can be working out and I switch something in my phone to announce whoever's calling me. So now when I'm working out, the AirPods will tell me Kelly's calling or David's calling. And instead of like having to look at my Apple Watch or my phone, I can keep working out. And if I want it, I can essentially answer the call. The other cool thing is that, you know, a lot of times you have, you know, headphones in, earbuds in, whatever, and someone walks by and they try talking to you and you're like, hold on. And then you pull them out. Here, you just double tap. That's it. And it pauses whatever you're listening to. So you just double tap it. Boom. What are some other things? Other things are that basically you can tell the power limit of these things. They charge automatically with this super slick case that I didn't bring with me. There's all kinds of features and benefits. And as I started listening, I thought, wow, this is amazing. Oh, here's another thing. Talking. Like in the past, I had a Bluetooth and it was only one side. And, you know, people would say they can kind of hear me, but they kind of can't. Now there's a microphone on both these things. I do coaching calls, sometimes hours and hours at a time. And again, there's just so many features that work. If I'm listening with my laptop, they can connect with my laptop automatically. I shut my laptop, it stops the music. There's so many cool things about it. But again, at first, skeptical at first, not a huge fan, what do you have to do? I'll tell you what you have to do in work, in life, as you're selling your products and services. Get people to test drive. Get people to test drive your product and service, number one. Number two, increase their awareness. As you increase their awareness about all the features and benefits, they're sold. They don't even need you to sell. They're kind of like, I love it. So as you're selling your own things in life, realize that. And then bottom line, do I think AirPods are worth it? At least for now, they're making my life a ton easier. I love them. So Kelly, thanks for the birthday gift. And as you guys are thinking about your own products and services, use those two little tips. And trust me, I believe you'll sell more. And as a result, I believe you'll be able to help more people. That's why we sell. We sell because it's serving. You literally serve other people when they can get more transformation from your products and services. This is Kerry Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. And let's see you guys selling well.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at kerryoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.